listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Our new address is 2855 Brighton Road and right off of Gatlin Boulevard. And tomorrow morning, if you don't have a good home church or you just want to come and visit us and pray with us and have a Holy Ghost good time, our morning service start at 11 o'clock for our Sunday school. Our morning service start at noon. And we do praise the Lord and lift up the name of Jesus. Well, we will have a Holy Ghost good time. If you come looking for something from God, if you come looking for a healing, you shall receive your healing. Wherever you come, come with the expectation that God will do something in your life. And I know that God will do something if you come with that. I just want to thank you, all my listeners who listen to us every Saturday morning, and may God bless you. And may he heal you. And may God bless you and your family and your finances, whatever you're going through. I know that there's a word for God today that will help somebody overcome your situation. There's no problem too hard for my God to solve. There's no problem too hard that he cannot handle. He says there's nothing impossible for him to do. And I truly believe it. I know that there's no problem that I can't go to my Lord and he give me the answer and give me the direction by the Holy Spirit. I thank God for allowing his son, his only begotten son, to be nailed to the cross to shed his precious blood so that we may have eternal life. And I thank him every day. That's why I say this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in. And if you think about it, this is a day that you have never seen before. And in this new day, guess what? We got new mercy and new grace. So come on, church. Here we go now. Let's say our motto. 1, 2, 3. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what the enemy says or does, he cannot, will not, and shall not take my joy. Whatever the Lord given, can't nobody take it. And as we go into prayer this morning, I want you to pray for my wife. She's still up under the weather. Oh, Lord, I just love my wife, but I just want us to, all those out there, just pray that she get better and God will heal. And I know he is in the healing business. He said that he was nailed to the cross and every stripe against his body for our healing, and we received that healing now. I just want to thank him. Okay, here we go. Heavenly Father, dear God, thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy, God. Thank you, Lord, for those that are ill, those that are sick, those that are in the hospital, those that are homewritten, God. Bless them right now, dear God. God, bless those that will hear this word, dear God. Let your word have its way. Let your word, God, resonate. Let your word grow. Let your word be grafted into their hearts, into their minds, Lord. Not only we will be hearers, but, Lord, let us be doers of your precious word. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Oh, I just feel good today. I just feel good today. I don't care what it looked like on the outside. It may be raining, but guess what? This still is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice, and we sure will be glad in it. Because I know that the enemy cannot take my joy. I just thank him for what he have done. And if you have your Bibles, let's go to Genesis chapter 4. And I want to talk about a subject today. That's something I think that we are truly, truly missing. I think that we are lacking. And the topic today is the sole basis of serving and worshiping God. The sole basis. Why I serve God. Why I worship God. And also, I'd like to, in our audience today, we have with me our minister of music, First Church Fivefold Fellowship, Josh McKenna. He is here with us today, and a young man that loved the Lord and really glad to serve the Lord. So we just want to thank him for coming in and be a part of this show today, and we just have a Holy Ghost good time in the Lord. Brother Josh, just say hello to the audience
hello,
out there.
Hello, good morning.
Amen. A young man, and that we truly love the Lord. And I thank God that he is sending men and women that's in our church that is serving God, that is holy and righteous, and don't mind doing for God. Don't mind doing for what God say. Don't mind having a hard time with God. Don't mind just coming in and just doing what God had called us today to do. And it's good when young folks can come in and serve the Lord. So this is a good topic today that we are trying to get more young folks involved into the body and get more young folks that's involved into Jesus Christ, to get them to understand that there are certain things that we need to do in order for us to serve the Lord. So the basis on serving and worshiping God, serving and worshiping God. Why we as Christians, we want to serve God and forget about sometime our family members, forget about our friends, forget about being in the world, and forget about allowing things to come, but we just want to serve God. And Genesis chapter 4, and we're going to read starting with verse number 3, and it says, in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abram, he also brought of the first yearling of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abe and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had no respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, or why art thou angry? Why is thy countenance fell? If thou does well, shall thou not be accepted? If thou does not well, sin lies at the door. Unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. So now here's a situation where Cain and Abe had an offering. And I know one time I heard somebody say, well, the reason why God didn't accept Cain's offering because it was of the ground. But if you go back to Leviticus chapter 2 and 1, it's where that God did accept the ground. He did accept the fruits of the offering. So that's not the case. But we've got to understand that when God came to Abe and God went to Cain, he gave them instructions on how to bring the offering. So now, Abe followed the instruction of what God has told him to do. But for some reason or another, Cain did not follow what God said. So Cain probably brought some leftovers or some extra or some fruit that was not right or some grain was not right. So here's the problem. Are you serving God the way God has instructed you to do? Are your worship is according to what God? Are you worshiping God the way that you think or in a way that you want? We have a lot of people that come to church and just want to worship God any kind of way. You can't worship God no any kind of way. God given us an instructions on how we should worship him. So we should follow his instruction. And today we want to talk mostly to the young folks out there in the audience. Of course, I hear a lot of young people saying, well, you know, you can serve God any kind of way. You can worship God any kind of way. You can't worship God no any kind of way. You can't serve no God no any kind of way. God has given us an instruction on how we should worship him. So I just want to hear, talk to my young man, Josh, today, and let him explain the question is, as a young person, what really caused you that you really want to serve God? And it's forsake the world and forsake a whole lot of stuff, and it's coming in and it's want to be committed unto God.
My thing is that I serve God is because I know that God is real, and God is in control of everything, and he doesn't allow anything to happen under the sun unless he wants it to. And I went down the road of, you know, the parties and doing things I shouldn't been doing, and it wasn't no good outcome at the end. And I realized that, you know, without God, I'm everything I have done has failed. But once I learned that I was committed, and I showed God that I was committed, and I showed God that I'm worthy again of his blessings, then he blessed me with the things that I needed. He blessed me with the things that I wanted. So that's the reason why I serve God. I was a young man who, you know, when I thought that, you know, having a job and having cars and having, you know, a place to stay and your house fixed up, that was all you needed. You successful, but that's not it, you know, because you can have all those things and still be unhappy.
Yes.
Still be, you know, lost, still be in the dark. And I found out that, you know, when you travel down that road, you know, God showed me that, you know, the devil can bless you with those things too.
Come on now. Yes, he can.
Those things are not always blessings from God.
Yes, yes.
That we think that they are, but because, you know, you can say, man, I need a car, and you know, the devil hears those things too.
Yes.
And you'll get blessed with it, but it's not God.
Yes, you know? Yes.
You say you want a apartment, and you want this, you want that, and you know, you think these things are of God, but they're not.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, you know, material things that, you know, the devil has, you know, opened the door so you could get it.
Yes. And I really like what you said in your first statement. You said you realize that God is real. And I think that's why a lot of people are having a false security. They don't believe that God is real.
They just
think God is somebody we just pray to. We think God is this somebody out there, some imaginary, some, but God is real.
Yeah, he's real.
Until now, this is to the young folk, because by me, I used to be young, and I used to have a mentality that couldn't nobody hurt me. I couldn't die. Couldn't nobody whoop me. I go anywhere I want to go, do anything I want to do, and then wouldn't worry about the consequences of what I was doing. So I had the mentality that I was better than Superman. Yes, I did. Superman had nothing on me. And, you know, I was rougher than Batman. Batman couldn't do none of the stuff I did. But like I said, when we come to the reality that God is real, and how I found that God is real was when some situation came in my life and got myself in a whole lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And all my badness couldn't get me out of that trouble. My exactly. mama couldn't help me. My daddy couldn't help me. I couldn't go to nobody. So when I realized, look, there's a greater power, until young folks understand, there is a greater power that we really don't know and don't tap into. Because I'm listening to what you're saying, and, you know, when I was young, I had that same attitude of more money I had, the more happiness I was. The more cars, the more house, the more I got, the more I was drinking my alcohol. Come on now, let's get this thing real. Now, the more women I had, hey, I was doing good.
Yeah.
But until I realized that something was missing out of all that I had, something was, it seemed like it was a hole, a vacuum that was in my heart. And what we're trying to do today is trying to get some of the young folks to understand, just because you are successful, you still need God.
Yep.
Because you got houses and cars, you still need God. So now, what happened when you get on your sick bed? All the money in the world.
Can't help.
If you go to the doctor, and doctor said, well, I'm sorry, but you got cancer. You got 6 months to live. What you going to do then? Who you going to turn to? So I understand the partying part, because I used to be a party animal. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, I used to party hard. I used to party hard from Friday to Sunday. Go to work Monday morning with a hangover. Come on now. Come on. Let's keep it real now. Couldn't hardly work because my head was hurting. You know what I mean? Yeah. But and I like what you said. Until you realize that God is real. So now, what point in your life did you realize when God was real?
Well, I was at this pastor church, and the pastor was preaching, and he was talking about living in sin willingly. And I said, man, you're talking about me. And he wasn't talking about me, but he was talking about the sins, the sin, the sinful nature of my life. And I said, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm done with this church stuff. I'm done. I'm going to just do me. Because why go to church when, you know, the pastors and they're going to talk about you? But they're not talking about you. It's convicting you of your sinful nature, your willingly sins that you willingly do, that you know you're doing wrong, but you just continue to do it. And so I just went on about my life. And when I did that, I got in trouble. I, you know, went to jail and got in trouble over fighting. And I heard God. I was just laying in my bunk, and I was, you know, just like, man, how I go from all I done had to just to this? Like, what went wrong? And God said, you just got to let it go. If you let it go, I'll make it everything okay. So I'm like, man, I don't want to let it go. He said, well, if you don't let it go, then I'll let you handle this yourself. Mm-hmm. But he said, you got to let it go. And I said, okay. So after that, I let it go. I let the situation go. And God worked it out. He got me out of trouble. And, you know, I came home and, you know, I apologized to the person, you know. And my mom, she was going to church. When I came home, she went to the service. I was like, you know, I'm gonna just go. And the guy, he just touched me. And I said, when I got in there, went to church with my mom, I had the expectations that I wanted God to do something different for me. I wanted God to actually show me that, you know, it's a difference, you know, and the things I was doing and the way I was going. And after that service, you know, God, you know, presented me with his presence. And after that, I was different. I was, you know, my life just, after that, I really, you know, made a vow to God that I'd never turn my back on him again. I always continue, no matter what I'm going through, I always serve him. And I think as young people, we, you know, we look at it like, well, you know, our parents teach us that, you know, going to clubs and smoking and drinking is bad. So we say, well, you know what, if it's bad, then I just won't go to church. I just, you know, to keep people from talking about me. I won't go. I'll just stay home and mellow in my own sins, because you know you don't know no better. You know you don't want people to judge you. Like, that's the thing. It's, you know, if you drinking with somebody, they can't judge you because they doing it with you.
Yes.
You smoking with somebody, they can't judge you because they doing it with you. If you having sex with somebody, they can't judge you because they doing it with you. But people in church, they can be doing it, but they still gonna judge you because
come on, Dad.
They feel like, well, I've been in church for 25 years and you know better. Yeah. Well, you know better too, but you the light just don't shine in your bedroom, you know. You just know my business because I got a baby, or, you know, such and such told you, or who knows, you know, you seen me at the club, or you seen me with, you know, smoking a cigarette or something. So instead of the church, the older generation, you know, encourage young people to say, hey, you know, that I did it, but, you know, it's no good outcome. God loves you. And I realize that sometimes that's all young people need is, you know, like, God loves you, or, you know, God cares about you. You know, I've been in a lot of situations where, you know, I tell people, you know, God loves you no matter what. It's up, the choice is yours. God ain't gonna make you serve him. That's just not what he gonna do. It's up to you to say, well, God, come into my heart and show me you. Yes. It's up to you to ask him to reveal to you who he is.
Yes, yes.
Some people say, well, you know, I can't, God is not gonna bless me because my pastor ain't living in no big mansion, or he ain't a T.D. Jakes, or he ain't a Benny Hinn, or he ain't a this and that, but God has a reason and a season for everybody.
Yes.
Your blessing may not be as big as those ministries, or big as that NFL player or NBA star, you know, LeBron James, or whoever it may be. You know, I know, because, you know, everything that I wanted, God blessed me with. You know, I pray to God. I said, God, send me a wife, you know, and he sent that person. I said, God, you know, I need a car. God sent that, you know, he sent it to me. Well, I didn't have to pay no money down. I didn't have to, you know, put a dime on. I just had to drive it off the lot, you know, sign papers, you know.
Yeah, that's a blessing.
You know, I said, God, you know, I need a job with benefits. And he did that for me, you know. So it's all about, you know, serving. Today's time, you know, we have to realize that, you know, nobody's going to be perfect. Even yes. your pastor, even, you know, your mother, your father. But as young people, we have to know that God still loves us.
Right.
That it's not you being perfect. It's you striving to be perfect.
Yes.
And
yes.
Striving means you working on yourself each and every day, like, to be perfect. Only one person was perfect, and that was Jesus.
Right. Yes. And I like what you said. And some of your statement that once you begin to know that you sin willingly, and I think that's where a lot of people fall short, because they think they are not doing anything wrong.
Exactly.
They think, what I'm doing is okay. But the reality have to sit in that you are doing something wrong. You are not following God's will. You're not following God's rules. So then that's what sin is. Sin is one thing, disobedience against God. Then I like what you said. And what you did wrong, you went back and you asked a person for forgiveness. And once you ask forgiveness, then that took the burden, that took the weight off of you. Because the Bible always tells us what we should do when we do somebody wrong. We should go ask a person for forgiveness.
Yes.
It never says what the other person is supposed to do, but it's what you're supposed to do. Then I like what you say, when you ask God to show me, God will show you himself. All you got to do is ask him, and he will show up. But you got to be ready to receive what God shows. Exactly. And see, this is what I think, what a lot of young folks don't understand. God will show, because they don't believe or have the concept that God is real. And when God do show up, then they can't accept that. Then open yourself up. Here you are today on this radio. Open yourself up to let them know, hey, you know, I'm not perfect. Ain't nobody perfect.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody born perfect. And when one person born perfect, that was Jesus Christ. Because we all are born into sin, and we come through sin through Adam. God is real. If young folks can understand, there's one way that you can get to heaven, and that is through Jesus Christ.
Yep.
There's no other way. So, like, and, you know, like I say, once you understand who God is and you pray, God, when you're sincere in what you say, God will truly, truly, truly bless you. He will give you your heart desire. He will give you what you want once you understand. But you, here's the problem. I like what you said. Satan will bless you as well, because he did me like that. And I ain't ashamed. I've been married 4 times. This is my 4th wife, and this is my last wife. But my 3rd wife, I got married, and I said, Lord, send me a wife. And Satan was listening to my words, and he sent me an invitation. Yes, he did. And man, we went through some rounds. We went through some rounds. We went through some rounds. But I'm glad that it happened, because what it did, it really prepared me so that I knew how to pray and lean on Jesus Christ. So we got to be understanding, though, it's not all about what we can get out of the world, but how we serve God.
Yeah.
Just like King and Cain, you know, we got to be able to listen to the instructions what God give us, so that we can be able to serve God wholeheartedly. We want to serve God when we just need God, and not when we are desperate. See, God had to put us in it like he did you, put you in a desperate situation. When you went to jail, you put you in a desperate situation. Yeah. You laying in bed, you in a desperate situation now. So now, you mama couldn't help you, daddy can't help you, you locked up. So now who else you got to lean on?
Jesus, God, it's the only person I have.
And it's a lot of young folks going to get into that situation. A lot of old folks going to get into that situation. So I got into that situation myself. So there's some stuff that I did that I knew it wasn't for God. I should have been dead 5 times. I can count on my hand 5 times I should have died. 5 times. But God saw something, like you said, he saw that you was worthy of his son dying and the blood, till he allowed you to live so that you could give him the praise. And that's what you did today. You were giving God the praise today. Yeah. We have lifted up the name of Jesus. I'll say our time is about to end, man. I was having such a good time. I have to come back some more and do this, man.
Yeah,
sure. Just have a good time. So we hoping that my wife, Apostle, will be doing well. Yeah. So this is Apostle Vernon Whitaker, First Church Fivefold Fellowship, and my minister of music, Josh McCannon. He is a drummer. Boy, I'm telling you, and anointed to play the drum. Oh, yeah, he is anointed to play the drum, but praise the Lord. And there's a lot of other young folks that have talents that need to showcase for God. We are at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. You can call me on my cell at 561-718-2361. I have a morning service start at 11 a.m. for Sunday school, and our morning worship start at 12 noon. Come out and join us tomorrow and meet our minister, Josh, and you can talk to him and other members in the church, because we all are not perfect. We all know been through some trials and tribulation. So I thank God for you, the brother, for coming in and yep. sharing and testimony, and maybe that would help somebody to understand, especially young folks.
Yes.
There is a place that you can go to. There is help if you call on to it. So now we're getting ready to depart. We hope God will bless you today, and God will lift you up. Come on, let's say our motto. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. In Port St. Lucie, Florida. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.